some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Mr. David Zimmerman going to join us in just a moment. He is he wears many, many hats, so we're going to ask him to tell us about them all. But he's here tonight to talk about workshops that he's conducting for October, November, and December for a group called Meet the Biz. So we're going to find out about that in just a minute. Want to send a couple of shout-outs today to Tony in New Jersey for sending me a picture of him with his new Blonde Jesus CD. I've also got best-selling author Kathy Porter. She just got me her brand-new book called Escape from Newer. And she has a picture that she's going to be sending over with her and her new Blonde Jesus CD. If you've got yours autographed in the mail, make sure to send me a picture and I'll post it on social media all over the place and send you my eternal thanks. Real quick programming notes for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, best-selling author, because she is. Gail Carline is joining the show. She's talking about her 10th anniversary of her blog that she does up for, she's going to tell us all about it, but she's up in Placentia, California, and she made sure to, say, Garrett, don't say placenta, because if it's placenta, that's wrong. It's Placentia, California. So she's going to be on tomorrow night. She's got three new books coming out. She's going to tell us all about those. And then on Friday's show, we've got Mary Lou Monroe Ray from Down Under. She is going to be interviewing Caroline Hammond, and that's going to be on the Friday night dance party at the normal start time of 7 p.m. And listener requests are, of course, hour two. So if you've got something that you have that is coming up for a musical request, or you're feeling something just kind of like burning at the bottom of your feet, send me a note so I can get it on the playlist, and we'll play as many of your requests as we possibly can. And then last programming note, Saturday night, we're not doing Rated G Radio, but I'm going to be guest co-hosting on Out in Santa Cruz with Mr. Rob Watson on KSCO 1080 AM in Santa Cruz. I'll be phoning it in from down here in Huntington Beach. But we're going to be doing a Halloween episode, doing a top 10 Halloween song, and Rob and I are going to compare our lists. And, of course, you're going to have your own Halloween party here on Friday the 30th with me, 2 hours of Halloween songs that are really going to spook and scare you to no end. But right now, I want to bring on Mr. David Zimmerman and welcome you to the show. This is David, I'm going to tell you, just to be quite honest, we've been friends on Facebook for a hot minute or maybe even a hot hour at this point, but you're one of these people that I've always wanted to meet and I've never met yet in person. So this is really an honor for me to have you here and have you share your story with us. So thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I know it's so funny how sometimes, you know, you have Facebook friends and then one time you actually do meet and say, hey, we're Facebook friends. Oh, my God, how are you? So it's
right.
It is nice to finally connect in this way, at least.
Well, you know, it's one of these things that I think is interesting is the fact that, you know, in Southern California, at least, I think I'm sure it's the same for you. You know, everybody has, I don't know, you know, 200 or 300 friends that you're friends with that all live in the same geographical area and know, you know, 6 degrees of separation from Michael Vaccaro or something like that. And, you know, you always are running into different people going, oh, I know this person and that person. And you have this instant bond. And I feel that towards you already. So it's almost like we're BFFs.
Well, ditto, as my dad would say. Yeah.
So now that I finally got you on the show here, though, David, tell me about yourself. I mean, I want to know everything. Take me back to your childhood or whatever you feel comfortable sharing and tell everybody about who you are tonight.
Well, as I used to say that I wanted to act since I popped out of the womb. I did go on to produce, direct, and star in Hansel and Gretel in first grade.
Nice.
And third grade, I melted on stage as Frosty the Snowman.
Nice.
And then I went on to the big time, junior high. And well, I did go to high. I went to high school. I got best actor there, and then I went to college got a BA in drama. Got the faculty award and really loved and still do love acting a lot. And I I got to, right after I got out of college, I got my SAG card. I was doing one of those one-night casting director workshops way back when. And after this three-hour workshop, the casting director says, "Do you have an agent? You're great for commercials." And I said, "I don't." So she got me an interview with an agent like 3 days later. Boom, boom, I got an agent, and right away, the first job I was sent on, I booked.
Nice. What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It was a national commercial for eyeglasses. And I was actually hesitant for it because I was going, well, you know, I have to join SAG now. Well, I don't want to join SAG yet because this is my first job. I mean, I did the job, but I didn't join. And then I was very excited. And then the next job I got sent on, I booked again. It was a Greyhound National. So I said, okay, I have to join now. So I did. And then I got a third one, and I said, okay, I must be doing something right.
So did you ever want to do anything else, or did you just always know you wanted to be in front of the camera and delighting audiences around the world?
Well, I always knew that I wanted to move to Hollywood and be in the entertainment business. My heart really went to the acting because I just enjoy, you know, one of the things people say, what is one of your favorite things? And one of my favorite things is to see others smile. I remember back in high school, we did this musical, Bells Are Ringing. And I played Dr. Kitchell, the dentist. And that was I had been in shows before that. I had played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. But I walked out on the stage. I did my pretty much one scene. And I actually got a standing ovation at high school for being this crazy, wacky little dentist. And I have it on cassette tape, too. And I have to, like, be sure to copy that before the tape. But it was just, you know, it was like heroin, even though I've never had heroin. Let's see, my heroin is sugar, although I've cut it down. But, yeah, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment business. So
where'd you grow up then? So you didn't grow up here?
Northern California, in the San Mateo County area. Was there, not half my life, but a long time. I moved up to San Francisco for about 5 years. I stayed in the dorms. You know, when you get into the dorms, they say, what kind of roommate are you looking for? I says, well, I'm, you know, majoring in drama. Give me drama. And they gave me drama. They gave me a 200-pound Samoan football player who would beat people up. Beat people up on weekends. So luckily he didn't beat me up. He was a really sweet guy, except when he got drunk. But that's another story. Yeah.
We could take you back for a whole another hour just on your college years there. Well, so you got down here. So
no.
It just sounds like you fell into this with your agent, which is always fantastic. And then you booked your commercial 1, 2, and 3. What was it about either you or your character that you brought that ended up having these casting directors just fall in love with you? Because that's awesome that you booked your first three in a row.
I had fun. I think the kid, sort of kid-like feeling that I have, which I still do. Sometimes I feel like I'm the kid and, you know, I'm the kid and everybody else is the adult. And I bring that fun-loving attitude. And I think the simple word for it is fun. I brought fun to it.
Do you think that is something that a lot of actors either bypass, screw up, or, I don't know, just forget about when they go into auditions?
I think a lot of times, and I mean, I know I have done it as well, and is that we got to get this job. We got to get, you know, the national commercial. We got to get paid. And it's all that mindset, and we forget, number one, to have fun. Number two, that, you know, this is our moment to be in the moment and do our job. I mean, the commercial itself or the audition, whether it's a commercial or a theatrical, is is your moment. And then if you get the next moment to get that job, hey, that's you know, icing on the cake.
Who infused that to you? Because that's not something that I hear a lot of. And I think that's really smart thinking on your part.
I have my moments, as we all do, of going up and down and emotional torture. But overall, I'm a positive person, and I look for the positive, and I see the goodness in everyone. In fact, I mean, I forget, you know, if I've had a fight with somebody or, you know, not that I have a lot, but, you know, you get into misunderstandings, then, you know, week later, a couple weeks later or something, or even if it's been a couple years, I start to think, oh, that person, oh, yeah, that's right, we don't talk anymore because, yeah, but I forget. I always look at the good side of everybody.
Sure. But, and I think that's hopeful and a great attitude to have, because I think anything else you do just doesn't work, especially in this industry where everybody has to get along.
Yes. Yes, and some people don't get that as well. I mean, I've gone into casting. After my dad passed, I was emotionally burnt out, and I didn't feel like acting at that time. I said, I have no energy to act. So a friend of mine who actually edited a film that I was in said, would you like to help cast this film I'm producing? So I did. I loved it. I sort of snowballed into doing more and more casting for Showtime, Penn and Teller's bullshit. A couple of years ago, I worked with a wonderful casting director, Stanzi Stokes, who you might know as she is famous for casting the original Terminator and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Oh, and she is a sweetheart. I mean, we have so much fun. I called Stanzi up because I know her. She's a manager as well. And I said, listen, I'm doing this movie. I'm overloaded. I'm doing these classes. I'm doing this acting job. And I want to do the casting on this film, but I need help. So we co-cast it, and we have the best time. And that's from that end of it, too. I love to make the actors coming in have a good time and have, you know, feel good about themselves. I took classes with Corey Allen, who passed away about 4 years ago, who was Buzz and Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and with James Dean and Natalie Wood and just an amazing man. He was like the grandfather I had never met. And he went from acting to directing. And one of the things that he said when he was directing is that he would prefer to meet one-on-one with the actor and mostly just talk to them and connect with them and see who they were. And he could actually cast roles by just doing that. Of course, you know, he'd have them read, but that's what I like. I like connecting. I can't believe I'm going to say I'm old-fashioned in a way, but I'm old-fashioned in the sense that I got to love these interrupts of the cell phone.
That's okay. It's live radio. That's fine.
Live radio. I'm old-fashioned in the sense that banking online drives me nuts. In the set, and same with when I do casting, I like to call people up. I like to call up the agent and say, hey, I'd like to book this person, that person. I mean, of course, I still do, you know, now you just email, boom, 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 you get them. But for banking, every month, if I need to pay something, or I want to like call and talk to that person. You know what I mean? I want to go in face to face.
When you have such a desire to do something on a personal level like that, do you find that you are building relationships that are generational for you from, and I say generational meaning, you know, job to job to job, that you work with the same people or you see the same names over and over and over again just because of the rapport that you're building really from the first interaction that you have?
Definitely. I mean, We're working on a film now that I could work with everybody over and over and over again, called My Next Breath, which we shot over 60 hours of footage about 6-7 years ago, and now we're coming back to actually see where everybody's at. The main phrase of that is, the tagline is, what do you want the most at this moment in your life? And that's one of the teachings of Corey Allen as well. And these, in answer to your question as well, I always look at John Cassavetes and how he works with this, how he worked with the same people over and over again. And it is, it's like a family. You build a family.
So when you talked about your movie that you're working on called My Next Breath. I wanted to talk to you about that later, but since you brought it up, let's talk about that now. Tell us about this project and, you know, why you have chosen to go in the direction that you have as far as, you know, you filmed a bunch a while ago. Now you're coming back and revisiting it. How is that whole concept playing out for you?
You know, at first, I was a little, you know, after we filmed, it just got sat on for a while. We made a trailer and we had other people involved and they sat on it and everybody had their, quote, job at the time. But everybody was, you know, and then years passed and then I said, this is too good to be true. And I actually got upset that that we didn't move forward with it. But now I'm looking at what happened in the timeline, in the growth. It's becoming an amazing film in the sense that we did wait, because you time goes by, people change, they go through different things. Do they get what they wanted? Do you as an audience get what you want? And we also, through, you know, the years that passed, found some archival footage that has never been seen of interviews with Corey Allen. So, you know, it's the seed of Corey Allen. It's about his classes. It's about that question, what do you want the most at this moment in your life, which we all ask ourselves. And also, it's in addition to the type of workshops that I teach, which are actors with and without disabilities. And I say that to clarify what it is. You know, I mean, this, again, is family to me. So the actors in the class, everybody is definitely different. One person maybe is 3 foot tall. One has cerebral palsy. One happens to be a quadriplegic. One is blind. One is deaf. One is me. You know, so we have a melting pot of people. And it's all about their brothers, their mothers, their sisters, their lives, which we can all identify with.
Well, and if you and I'm honestly going to tell you this to your David, I'm cheating a little bit. I'm on mynextbreathfilm.com right now. So
yes.
I'm looking at some of the people that you have in this movie, and there are a lot of very familiar names and faces in there. Are there any of the performers in the movie that you might want to shed a little bit of a spotlight on? I mean, because I take a look at Jerry Jewell, and it's like I immediately just fall in love with Jerry because of her time on Facts of Life and, you know, all the other projects that she's been in. And so I see that, yeah. And it's, I immediately go, wow, what a great name. But then, you know, it goes on from there with everybody else that you have in the movie, and I'm like, holy cow.
It's really an exceptional group. And what's so amazing about it is that everybody was so raw, so open. I mean, it's taking the cameras in a safe place, and they felt safe with it, and to open up and to show the process of acting. And yes, Jerry Jewell is a joy. I mean, she is my best friend. She's like, she actually emailed me, I think it was 7-8 years ago. I lose track of time. And she said, hey, I heard you are doing these classes, Meet the Biz, and I heard Corey Allen is teaching, and I'd love to come. My name is Jerry Jewell. And I thought, yeah, Jerry Jewell, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, come. Well, she walked into the door, and from that moment, we clicked and have been, you know, best friends since. She is amazing. In fact, it's quite interesting that we're having this interview, right now, because right now on Logo, they're showing all of her episodes from The Facts of Life.
Oh, get out of town. I love that.
Yes. Isn't that great? I love it. So,
go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, and she's, she's in the film, but she's also one of the producers as well. And, you know, I could go through each of these people. I mean, Danny Murphy's just an incredible, you know, he was an amazing man. Kathy Buckley, my two favorite comedians, one of them just passed, of course, Robin Williams. But Kathy Buckley was and is my other favorite comedian. She's so hysterical. Angela, we have two of the Push Girls before they were Push Girls. You know,
oh my God.
Lexi Marmon is a powerhouse. I mean, I could go on. I mean, and go through.
But these are just, you know, and you're just like, so, you know, yeah, and these are people who are in my movie. You know, this is great. I love it.
Well, I mean, beyond that, again, they're family. I mean, they, you know, you live your life and you move forward and people in your blood family start leaving and going to that other plane, so to say. And I started feeling, you know, I'm all my family's going. I'm going to be alone and this and that. And all of a sudden, I turned around and here's this amazing extended family, which really helps me keep breathing. It helps me be alive.
So as you. Wow. You have all of these people who are your, I'm going to call them your new family. So you have your new family around you. When do you get to a point as an actor? Are you doing other writing, other producing and stuff like that before you're getting to the point where you're doing a film like this? Or is this your first major project where you're doing the whole thing?
Well, this is definitely my baby. I'm going to be giving birth hopefully next year. it's a process. This piece is a vision board in a way. So you're putting it. It's really a piece of art. Some people, which are amazing. I mean, I'm so blessed to be in Michael Vaccaro's show and play his roommate in Child of the 70s. What he has done is like
so much fun.
He said, oh my God. He said, this is what he called me up and said, I was on the airplane. I wrote this script. I'm going to do it within 2 months, boom, he was doing it, you know, and now he's on his fourth season. I look at that and say, it's amazing. You know, with this project, I want to be sure I'm surrounded by amazing people. I mean, he definitely was too, but in regards to this project, I want to be sure it flows naturally. When the time is right, it'll be ready. And it's getting there now. I mean, we're about to do our one and only Indiegogo for this, and that's at the end of the month. I mean, this is also Disability Awareness Month, so I thought this would be a good time to do this and also before the holidays, because to go to that next step, we need, of course, funding, as everybody needs and this and that. I mean, one exciting thing, we still do film. I mean, we haven't updated the site. We just filmed an interview with Norman Lear, who is, of course, you know, The Norman Lear, who, let me tell you, all these people I meet, you know, they say Hollywood is full of these people and those people. I am surrounded. Norman Lear is another amazing, mensch. He's, you know, I mean, just an incredible, lovely man. And he found Jerry. I mean, that he put Jerry on Facts of Life with all those years ago. So So it really just, you know, among other people, but it's just an amazing group of people coming. And also we now have Jamie Brewer from American Horror Story.
Holy cow.
You know, so she's like, you know, since we filmed a lot of it 7 years ago, she's going to be, you know, sort of the sprinkles and the icing on the cake. But you'll see how it is very soon, hopefully.
So you're going to have the Indiegogo campaign go live at the end of October here. What are you trying to raise, and what will the money that you raise actually help accomplish?
Well, we, with the producer, we are trying to raise part of it, not the whole Megillah, so to say. But we're still in discussion, but probably to round it off, we'd like $100,000.
Okay.
And this is for quote this piece that is a feature film. It could be broken down into a 3-part series. But it's just an amazing thing. So this will go into the filming, the pickup of filming. We have about 8 to 10 more days of that. It's also for hopefully most of the editing, and that is the main thing, and that's the main thing we're shooting for, the editing and the rest of filming.
I love it. Everybody's been David Zimmerman. We're going to take a real short commercial break and come back and talk more about his workshops that he's got in October, November, and December with all kinds of special people that are involved. So hang tight. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Aye, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, deaf man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be?
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I ever heard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
I love Rainbow Brew for being a sponsor on the show, and I talk about them all the time because they're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and whenever people say, yeah, I'm going to go get some coffee, I always say, where's your coffee, you know, grown from? And they always say, like, Colombia or, you know, Venezuela or something like that. But these guys, it's an LGBT-owned company, small business company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. They grow the coffee beans locally in the freezing weather of Minnesota and then make this brilliant coffee. So if you would like to support a small small business or an LGBT business, rainbowbrew.com, go check them out. And also thanks to the folks at It Matters Radio. We're kind of doing a little co-branding here of this program on their network and their show over here. They broadcast every Thursday night at 6 p.m. If you'd like to find out more, go to itmattersradio.com. Tonight we have Mr. David Zimmerman. I've spent the first half of the show talking about everything except the stuff that he wanted to talk about, which is Meet the Biz, his workshops that he holds on a monthly basis. And he's been kind enough to talk about his movie called My Next Breath. So if you want to find out more about that, mynextbreathfilm.com. Make sure to look for an Indiegogo campaign or a crowdfunding campaign at the end of the month. They're looking to raise $100,000 to help finish production and get new filming brought up to date for distribution. So that's always very cool. So, David, what are all these workshops that you're conducting? And it looks like you've been having these pretty much on a regular basis for the last half of the year here. Very exciting.
Well, I actually, it's quite interesting that we, you know, that we're talking about. I actually have been doing Meet the Biz workshops for over 8 years now. Last year we got a grant from the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and continued support from Friends of Californians with Disabilities, Inc., where you would pay $40 and you would get the full year of classes, which is like 30
what?
Evenings. I know, it's crazy, huh?
That is way
and
crazy.
It's way cray. And and the teachers, I mean, it the thing about last year and this year also, but we've had Auntie Angel teach a dance class from the Push Girls. We've had Jamie Brewer come in this year and teach an acting class. And it's not, you know, some people say, is it just meeting people? No, it's getting up, it's doing scene work, improv work. Danny Woodburn teaches a 4-week workshop, improv workshop. We have Lainey Kazan coming in for 4 weeks and teaching an acting workshop. And they're all very reasonable. I mean, the 4-week workshops are $200 flat. And, you know, for people like this, to have Jerry Jewell teach comedy, to have David L. Lander from, you know, Laverne and Shirley teach acting and comedy. It's amazing. We do have casting directors come in. Stanzi comes in and teaches. She's amazing. Bruce Davison from X-Men has done monthly classes. This year we also had, for $100, you get 7 workshops. So we didn't get a lot of grants this year, but we still continued support from the Friends of Californians with Disabilities. And this year we have 3 left, and they're coming up actually. And since there are 3 and not 7, we now have, for the 3 classes, you pay $50 and you get all 3. So
you're just not
going
to
very, very.
If you're in anywhere in Southern California and you're doing any type of workshop, and I don't care what type of workshop it is, you're usually paying anywhere from $75 to $150 per session. That is crazy. You're getting all 3 for $50?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's mostly because I enjoy, you know, bringing people together. And that's why a lot of the classes are helped by grants. And last year we had classes at the Screen Actors Guild, at the Writers Guild, at the Gay and Lesbian Center, the Ed Gould Plaza. And we've had it there as well this year, as well as the Performing Arts Studio West, which is an amazing school, which I also work at part-time. And that's where these 3 workshops are happening, coming up.
What's the one coming up on October 17th? I think that's your next one.
That's the next one. And all of these classes are on Saturdays. They all, you know, you arrive at 1:30, class starts at 2, and it goes for 3 hours till 5. The first one is an acting class with director Jules Dameron, who is an amazing director. She's an up-and-coming director. In fact, I think you could see her short film online, Crazy Town. And if you look her up, she happens to be deaf. That being said, getting away from that, an incredible director, and she actually did another class last year where we had six different teachers, and she knows exactly what you need and what she needs for what she wants from you. And for that, you're bringing in a monologue, 1 to 2 minutes, or a scene. If you have a scene partner, of course, bring them. And she's going to be working with everybody.
How cool. So are you having, like, you know, 5,000 people per class? Is it one person? I mean, what's the class size? What's typical? Or is there a typical?
Well, the typical class runs about 15 to 20 people.
Okay, so it's manageable, so everybody gets some attention, and yeah, okay.
Everybody gets an attention. Now, the one-day classes, we can go up to, you know, there was one class we actually had, I think, 35, 40 people. But still, everybody got a connection. It's, you know, in one way or the other. And each class is different. What I do is I call up or email the teacher or the celebrity or the actor and say, or the director, and say, you have 3 hours to do what you want. It's all your 3 hours. Now, sometimes I do a 20-minute interview and Q&A. Sometimes I just say, and now everybody, Lainey Kazan, and she does the rest. So, you know, definitely in the ongoing classes where you get 4 weeks or 8 weeks with someone, I say we have, I'd say 12 to 18 people, no more than 18. So that is the average usually of these workshops.
So if people are listening tonight or they're listening on demand, who are these workshops really best for and who should not come to a workshop?
Well, I think everybody should come to these workshops.
That's a fair answer.
I know that sounds like, oh yeah, right, you're just trying to sell tickets. But I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't make money at doing this. I'm doing this because I love it and the people that I meet and connect with. And we have Dee Wallace came in. She is another joy. She is a shining light. And she taught a 3-hour class. The first half was a spiritual connection to yourself. Finding yourself, where are you at? And then the second half was acting. So you brought yourself into the acting. So you have those kind of healing classes. I got away from your question. What was your question? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm just enjoying that. Well, you had the Dee Wallace. It's like, how, you know, who's going to be a good candidate for one of your workshops and who shouldn't?
Like I said, I think it's open to everyone. And that's what, you know, I started teaching years ago. It was over 8 years ago. I think it was 15 or 16 years ago at the Media Access Office. I met them through Mary Rings, who is the instructor at the Born to Act Players, which you might, they're having a show, I think, what is it, in 2 weeks. That's a place to check out. I mean, they have amazing shows. That's where I met Jamie Brewer, and since then she's become part of the, quote, family. But I started teaching classes to actors at the Media Access, which, quote, houses members, or it's like an agency for actors, performers with disabilities. And I thought after teaching, you know, a couple of years, I thought, you know, we're all actors, we're all people, let's do classes for everyone. So that's what Meet the Biz in 2008 started, where you get to walk into the room and one night you might do a scene with somebody who's blind or somebody who's deaf might do a scene with somebody who has Down syndrome or, you know, and I'm labeling these now just for the audience and for you to understand what goes on. But ultimately, you know, after a couple of moments, you forget about all that. And it's about, you know, connection, contact. That's why I like to go to the bank every month so I can connect.
So do you find... find that people, because it sounds like you have a lot of differently abled people that are part of your workshops, which I think is very, very cool. Do you have other people that come in that might not have had experiences in working with differently abled people and have them come away with some major aha moments?
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's what's so wonderful about it. And I've had, you know, this is a story I tell because I love it so much, and this sort of identifies what Meet the Biz is about. Danny Woodburn was teaching a class. We had about 12 people in the class, I think, and a new student was coming in that day who had just seen, oh, Danny Woodburn's teaching. So he walks in the door, and I'm sitting on the side. He didn't see me, and his jaw drops open. And, you know, and he looks around, and there's Danny Woodburn standing there, as you know from Seinfeld. He looks over at two of the students talking to each other, and they're two girls in wheelchairs. Then he looks over, and there's a blind man talking to a Down syndrome girl. Then there's two guys signing to each other, and then two others, who knows? And he walks in, and I could tell in his eyes, like, what the hell is what is this thing? Well, after the 3-hour class, he was laughing. He was part of the family. And he still takes classes. And it's the family grows. And that's what I'm about. I'm about bridging the gap. And in a way, we all have our abilities and we all have our disabilities. And it's mostly about, you know, seeing the similarities and accepting the differences.
So it sounds like it's just a great community of people. It sounds like, you know, one of the things that I really like when you find a really good group of people, and you can even be just a good person, just like yourself, David, you know, but, you know, you meet that good person or you meet that good group, and all you want to do is spend more time with those good people in that good group, because that's where you really get the most, you know, I call it the Zen, but, you know, where you really emotionally and spiritually get filled up and you just feel good about yourself and you're also learning something at the same time. And it sounds like that's really what you guys are accomplishing.
Well, yes. I mean, you hit it on the nose. I mean, it's really, it's a feel-good class. You know, I have taken some acting classes way in the past where, you know, you walk into the class and the teacher, first thing that comes out of his mouth says, you're going to do it this way. And all of a sudden he kicks the chair and it smashes against the wall for dramatic effect. And it's like, that's not the way I do it. I'm about everybody is on their own level and everyone grows their own pace. And at the same time, they stretch. And I mean, to be in an acting class where you might be doing a scene, let's do a Shakespeare scene and your partner happens to be deaf, that stretches your mind, that stretches you as a person, as a human being. So when you do go on the set, when you do go on the stage, you have those experiences to take with you.
I think that's very, very cool. I'm proud. I don't even really know you, David. I just want to say I'm proud of you for doing this, but thank you for doing what you're doing. I think this is great. What else do people need to know about what's going on in your world?
Well, you know, in regards to that, I mean, thank you for saying that, but this is a joy. This is my life. This is what keeps me going. It's my extended family. I mean, we do the second class in November. We have Eileen Gruba, who is now a recurring role on a new television series. She also was on Bones. She's doing an acting class, Creating Your Career and Never Give Up. And then in December, we're having our final one for the year, and she does at least one class a year. She is stunning. She's the producer. She's the star. She created the Sundance Channel's Push Girls, and she is doing a manifestation class. And I like doing a manifestation or putting together a manifestation class toward the end of the year because the new year is coming up, and it's all about what you want. So that's going to be an amazing class, and I hope you can come to one of these.
Saturdays, you know, are always a much better day of the week for me. You know, a lot of the times everybody has stuff going on weeknights, and you've got to come. And it's like, well, I got this thing called the show, and by the time I'm done with that, I can be there at like 10. And they're like, well, it's over by then.
Right. By then, we're already who knows where.
But, yeah, you're getting dessert someplace. So yeah, so I love the fact that you do this on Saturday, especially in the afternoon, that from 2 to 5. I think that's a great time.
I think so too, and it then you have the rest of the weekend. Well, in regards to other things that I'm doing, I do teach. I put together the workshops. I still act. It's not my main focus anymore because I love the creating of film, like My Next Breath. I write for a magazine called Ability Magazine. It's one of the top 50 online magazines in the world. And in fact, we're coming out with the article on Norman Lear, I believe, this coming month. And then I cast this web series called The Listener by Robert Shelby. And that actually is online today, is the first episode, just came out today.
Wow, congratulations.
And, you know, he's amazing. I acted in a film for him called Hyde, and he is, this is his second big piece, I think, and he filmed the whole web series on an iPhone.
And
you're gonna watch this episode or watch this series, and you're gonna say he did not. he's an amazing, wonderful director, and it has my friend producing it, Damon Kroll, who's one of the top voiceover artists around, who I also acted with in Hyde and this other film that we're now going, I think, on our 35th film festival, which I'm doing one of my, another. It's something that I've always wanted to do, a animated short or an animated film. We actually just won Best Animated Film at Breckenridge Film Festival. It's called Heavenly Peace. And it's directed by an absolutely amazing man, Andreas Wetzel-Forhorn. And he animates for Disney. He animates for Warner Brothers. And now he's doing his own work on the side. He says, I have this desire to create and direct. And so this is every moment of this was hand-drawn. He doesn't do the computer stuff on this.
Wow.
And it's about, it's incredible what he's done. It's about two guys, and they break up before the holidays, and a little angel tries to bring them back together. And the question is, do they get back together or not?
Yeah,
quite a fun thing.
And you got to watch to find out.
And it's really a cute film. And you even see an animated Barbara Streisand in it. So it's quite a fun film.
I love that. So, David, do you actually sleep?
Well, especially this next month, I don't know. Like tonight, I'm having a few friends over, and we're just going to sit and have fun watching American Horror Story.
That's
but
right.
After that, that starts tonight. American Horror Story Hotel. I do. In fact, I over the last 2 years, I've been very connecting with myself and taking care of myself a lot, and I've noticed a big change in my life. Sometimes, I used to call somebody back within 2 hours, and now it might take me a day or maybe even two. I'm still on top of things, but I'm taking care of myself because I really got myself burnt out, so to say. I'm taking care of myself, so I am getting some sleep.
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you are getting your sleep, what do you do for fun?
Oh, fun.
Besides watching American Horror Story with friends. I know you're going to do that tonight, but, you know, when you have, 6 minutes to go do something, what is it that you really look forward to do?
I love being with my friends. I love, going, hanging out with my friend Angela and just talking about our love lives or not.
Or not, yeah.
Or hanging out with Jerry and just, watching TV at home. Or I do I love going to screenings. And I love walking on the beach. I love, I love just being, taking a breath. And I love creating. I mean, you know, one of my joys is going, you know, I know it's, it sounds like work, but I love creating this film. I love sitting in the workshops and watching people get it. And when they do, and I could see that glimmer in their eye or a laugh, I get filled. It's my gasoline, so to say, if I'm a car. So
I love that. So any last words of maybe wisdom or encouragement for people who are out there? Maybe let's just, you know, you came from Northern California. Let's say we've got somebody in like Bismarck, North Dakota, and says, boy, that David, he sure does sound interesting, but I just don't have a clue on what I should do, but I'd sure like to do something else with my life. What would you tell them?
What do you want the most at this moment in your life? You know, I mean, I want to do something else with my life, you know, sort of pinpoint it. And if you don't know what it is, grab something out of the air. But if you do want to, let's say if you're somebody who says, I want to come to LA and I want to act, hey, you know, this is your life, go live it. And this is another thing. If you're in LA and you've been here 6 or 8 months or even 2 years and you go, this town is getting to me, I just can't handle it, I want to move, then move, then go back. You know, there's so much to life besides just acting. To be a good actor is to live life. And those people who are some of the best have a full life. And find your joy. Find your joy in life. I mean, there was a time, there have been times in my life where I couldn't hear the music, you know. Mm-hmm. And luckily I found the joy. I took that step back to take a breath and say, where am I? Oh, yeah. And then you could start to hear the music playing again. And you find those wonderful people in your life. So it's all about that. It's all about, you know, taking this moment and this breath. And it's like, okay, this moment's over. What do you want to do now? So,
with that, how can people find out more about all the things that you do?
Well, I have, I would say you could to reach us on Facebook, the Meet the Biz Facebook page. We have a Mine Express Facebook page. And then, as you mentioned, right now my main focus are two websites. I guess I have a split focus, but MineXBreathFilm.com and then MeetTheBiz.net for those workshops. If you want to sign up for any of them, we have, like I said, three left and very reasonable. And there is a cap on people. So when we get to that certain point, we are going to have to say sorry. But those are the two ways to reach me. And
I think everybody who's in the LA area needs to go to Meet the Biz and take a class. Come hang out on a Saturday for 3 hours, meet some awesome people, and it's only $50 for all three. It's not $50 each, it's $50 for all three. You get all of this. So, David, it's been a pleasure. I want to go split a leaf of lettuce and have a cup of water with you at some point. So, you know, if we can figure out how to make that happen on the calendar, I'd love to do that with you.
I would love it. I would love it. Let's keep in touch and do that.
Very good. Everybody else, we're going to be right back in just a couple of moments. We're going to talk about the swag for the superstars, and we're going to play the Witch Sisters Halloween. So we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
Right back with more Ray G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the queen bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
So again, a big thanks to David Zimmerman of Meet the Biz. There are links on the show page to go check out Meet the Biz website, to check out their upcoming workshops, and also to find out more about David's film, My Next Breath. Click where it says, click here. That's all you have to do. And we make it really easy. One other easy thing that I want to share with you is that everybody who's on the show who's got something to sell on Amazon, and that means whether it's a CD, a book, a movie, or a whatever, I've got a great new Rated G Radio Superstar swag page that I've developed in conjunction with Amazon. Believe it or not, it is true. And it is now available. You can go to the Rated G Radio Facebook page to get the link. It's also on the Garrett Miller public group page. And it will feature such notables as tomorrow night's guest, Gail Caroline, and Friday night's guest, Caroline Hammond. Whenever the guest is of whatever category they're in, you know, music, you know, books or movies, I will put their particular item in the star category for that for the week, and we'll just feature them. So I'm going to tell you that. But the whole concept here is that we have so many awesome, talented people that have come through the doors here on the show. And, you know, sometimes we get to talk to them once or twice a year. Sometimes it's just once. Sometimes it's more frequent than that. But I want to make sure that if you've enjoyed listening to them about their story, a musical story, a movie story, or a book story, and you would like to go find their material and buy it, either for you or as a gift, that you have an easy way to go back. I will tell you, I don't have them all alphabetized or anything like that, but I've tried to group as many into different categories like LGBT or to, you know, jazz music or rock music or classical or, you know, murder mystery books or, you know, autobiographies, things like that. We've tried to group those together for you. I will continue to refine this, but I'm very excited to offer this to you, and it gives you a great opportunity to get some amazing works of art by these fantastic artists, singers, musicians, movie makers, and helps them keep the lights on. We don't have, you know, schlocky guests. We've got great guests with world premieres. We've got Grammy winners. We've got number one best-selling authors on the show. We've got people from Broadway. So you're going to get fantastic opportunities, and they will love you forever for it as well. Here is the Witch Sisters Halloween. Of course, it's my song for Halloween. It's the video for it is available on YouTube. You can go take a look. If you like it, please give it a thumbs up. Please leave a nice comment like scariest music video ever and share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back live on Thursday with best-selling author Gail Caroline, author of Murder on the Hoof, but she'll be talking. She's not here to sell that book tomorrow night, by the way. She's here to talk about her anniversary celebration that comes up this Saturday the 10th, along with three new books. And in the meantime, here's a little Witch Sisters Halloween. Have a spooky good night.
What do we have here?
Met three sisters on the beach alone that Friday night. Gathered near a campfire kiln, their fire burned so bright. They each got up and took their turn, looking me up and down. Can we trust him? Can we tell him they would circle round? The harvest moon above was full, but showed their scary smiles. Come sit with us, the three agreed, you'll want to stay a while.
Fame. Under knives now, mama.
too, when names began to drop, like zombies of apocalypse in Hollywood that hot. Chase went next and shed her hex upon some movies made. You can't cast a witch with.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.